We've talked about Ghislaine Maxwell planning to ask a judge to release her from prison, according to a new court filing. What do you think the chances of that actually are, given the unknowns of, you know, the interview she had with President Trump's former personal attorney, who's now, you know, high level of the Department of Justice? What do you think is going to happen there?
It would be a slap in the face of the survivors. Anderson, as you imagine, I've gotten to know some of these survivors. I spent time with them. When you mention Ghislaine Maxwell's name, they have a trauma and an anger. This is someone who abused them. This is someone who facilitated their abuse. The fact that we're even discussing leniency for her or letting her out of jail is frankly disgusting. And the survivors themselves get so emotional when people bring up Maxwell.
A House Oversight Committee spokesperson earlier today, criticized Democrats on the committee, your committee, for releasing these videos and photos, saying, quote, "It is odd that Democrats are once again releasing selective information as they have done before." I'm wondering what your response to that is.
Let's release it all. That's what Massey and my bill does. If you don't think there's anything there, get the files out. If you think it's selective, get the files out. Let's finally get the information out there, most importantly because of the 1,000 survivors, and that's what they want. And so we end this kind of blame game and name calling. Let's just get it all out there in the next 16 days.